Good morning. It's time for In the Green Outdoors with Carol Kelly and Gail Martin. Each week, the ladies will bring you planting and gardening ideas, tell you about native Ohio plants, prairies, and habitats. Great tips for everything in the green outdoors. This week with Gail Martin.
Good morning. This is Gail Martin coming to you with another segment of In the Green Outdoors. As promised, I am presenting the second segment on Ohio wild, edible, and medicinal trees and shrubs. Now, when we think of edible and medicinal plants, most of the time our minds go right to the small weeds and flowers growing at the edge of your lawn or in a roadside. And we don't usually think of trees as a source of medicine, but medicinal trees are all around us, hiding in plain sight. Historically, much of Ohio was forested, and the people found many food and medicinal uses for the local trees in their efforts to stay healthy. So I'm going to get started right into this, and my first species today is ironwood. Now, ironwood has its own special look, and that's the look of a well-muscled, sinewy tree. As a matter of fact, it's even called musclewood and often called hornbeam. This tree looks taut, cut, and buff, like it's been working out. Once you have the look of this tree inside your head, you will always recognize it quite easily. Ironwood never grows to a huge size, perhaps 6 or 7 inches through the trunk on average, but it is strong and dense and weighs about 45 pounds per cubic foot. It's been used for tool handles and support poles, as well as bowls and dishes, simply because it doesn't crack or split, and it doesn't add any flavor if you're using it as a bowl or a platter. It won't make your food taste funny. As a matter of fact, it used to be favored to make charcoal powder. Now, this tree is related to the alders, the birches, and the filberts, and the edible part of this tree is a small nutlet. Although the bark does have some medicinal uses and the leaves have been used as an astringent, there are some 33,000 seeds to a pound of seeds from this tree, although every 3 to 5 years the tree produces even larger crops than this. A heavily seeding tree will be between 25 and 50 years old. And the nutlets, well, they're neither great, they're not awful, but they are small, and that's why they're not usually used. But they can be eaten raw or roasted. As for the scientific name of this tree, Caroliniana, like Virginiana in some cases and other plants, means North America, or at least that means it was found in Central North America. And this tree, Carpinus, is the Latin name. I'm giving you the Latin, so it's Carpinus Caroliniana. And the Carpinus part is the classical Latin name for hornbeam. And it comes from carpentum, which is a Roman horse-drawn vehicle with hard wood wheels. Ironwood trees are known for their strong wood. And the tree itself, as I mentioned, produces these small edible nuts. The interesting thing about the nuts is they're in these little papery catkins that kind of look like a hop. And that's how it got one of its common names, hop hornbeam. Most people don't realize, but ironwood trees can be tapped for syrup, just like maple trees. Now, medicinally, an ironwood tree is interesting because it's the wood itself that's used. You take a few pieces of ironwood, add them to scalding hot water, and take a bath in it, and it will help ease sore muscles and joints. But I do suggest you let the scalding water cool a bit first. The seeds of the hornbeam, or the musclewood, are important food for squirrels. The seeds, the buds, and the catkins are consumed by many different birds, including ruffed grouse, ring-necked pheasants, bobwhites, turkey, duck, and warblers. The foxes around will also eat the seeds. The leaves, the twigs, and the large stems are eaten by cottontail rabbits, beaver, and white-tailed deer. And the deer will eat the shoots, but it's not one of their favorite foods. The hornbeam is heavily used by the beaver because often it's a common tree in beaver habitat. And hornbeams are also the larval host of several butterflies, including the eastern tiger swallowtail, striped hair streak, red spotted purple, and many more. Now, I'd like to move on to another tree that I really have fond feelings for, and that's basswood. Basswood is also often called linden. Basswood trees, they are one of my favorites, and that's because they produce an abundance of fragrant blooms, which feed the bees, and every part of the blooms is edible in some way. They grow huge, these trees do, in moist soils. They grow often alongside maples, and the leaves can be huge, bigger than your palm, and that makes them pretty easy to identify. Tea from basswood can be made from both the flowers and used as a treatment as for anxiety, insomnia, and some people even say ADHD. Some herbalists love this tree for children to use it for ADHD because it's just such a gentle medicine. Now, it's not unusual to turn to basswood for utilitarian uses other than food. Among Native American tribes, historically, there was one tribe, the Ojibwa, who were known to eat parts of basswood. Many other Native American tribes used it for other things, such as it was a major source of fiber. The Indians would soak the bark from 2 to 4 weeks to loosen up the fibers and then use them for many of their needs. They used them for bags, baskets, belts, fishnets, house mats, snowshoe netting, ropes, sewing thread, and even thread to suture wounds. Basswood was used where a lot of fiber strength was not needed, but you just needed some kind of fiber. The Ojibwa also ate the young buds for the flowers raw, and sometimes they cooked them as greens. And they used the sweet sap from the tree, boiling it down to a syrup, again, just like a maple. Besides the buds, the young leaves were a prime wild green of the forest. Young, shiny shoots are also tasty, and it was edible raw or cooked. You could make it into a salad using the leaves as the main ingredient, like we use lettuce. Now, cooked, basswood leaves lose their flavor and they shrink in size. So, maybe better to eat it raw. The cambium, which is the material between the outer bark and the wood during the spring, is very moist and tastes a bit like a cucumber. It's good used in soups, and you can even dry it and powder it and use it for bread. You can also eat it raw off the tree. You can make a tea from the flowers, and you would want to use 2 tablespoons of the flowers per cup of tea. These flowers also produce a lot of nectar, which creates a high quality honey, and sometimes folks call the basswood the bee tree. The tree also has a small nut seed, and you can fill your pockets with them as you wander through the woods and then just crack them and eat them. The tree produces seeds as young as 8 years old and will continue to produce seeds up until it's about 100 years old. Generally, when the tree is over 120, it will start to get a lot of cavities, and then it becomes home to many woodland creatures, most often porcupines and raccoons. According to what I've read, basswoods can live to be up to about 200 years old. Now, one particular habit of the basswood is to produce sprouts, especially after the main tree dies. And often you'll find a clump of basswood sprouts of varying sizes. Basswood is valued for its wood, which is soft, light, and easily worked, and particularly good for things that are turned, like hand carved. And natives made face masks out of it. According to many of the native tribes who made the masks, they believed that you had to carve the mask into a living tree, and then that made the mask magical and gave it more power. The Iroquois actually used the bark as an emergency bandage for wounds. This is the conclusion of my little broadcast today. Please join me again in 2 weeks when I'll cover more edible, medicinal, and wildlife-friendly Ohio native tree species. This is Gail Martin signing out for In the Green Outdoors.
there's your show for the week. In the Green Outdoors is a production of WZMO Radio. The show airs Saturdays and Mondays right after the second cup at about 9:30 a.m. If you have a question or comment for Carol or Gail, you can email it. Thank you for listening.